You're with SBS Radio.
Federal Parliament will resume on the 2nd of July with the coalition government aiming to have their proposed tax cuts legislation among the first bills addressed and passed. The three-stage $158 billion income tax cuts package was one of the Morrison government's main election promises, with the party pledging to put the legislation before federal parliament if it was re-elected. A pledge acting treasurer Simon Birmingham says the government is determined to deliver.
Our policies were clear at the election and they were endorsed at the election. All we seek to do now is implement to every single cent, every single dollar that we promised Australians, the promises that we made them at that election.
The proposed $158 billion plan is broken into three stages. Stage one is worth $15 billion and will more than double the end-of-year rebate for low- and middle-income earners from $530 to $1,080. Stage 2 would begin on the 1st of July 2022 and will increase the income threshold under which the 32.5% rate applies from $90,000 to $120,000. Finally, Stage 3 would commence on the 1st of July 2024 and will apply a 30% tax rate to all incomes between $45,000 and $200,000. It will cost $95 billion, of which an estimated $33 billion would go to people now earning over $180,000. While Labor agrees tax cuts are needed, it doesn't believe the three-stage plan in its entirety is the best option for the economy. Speaking to Sky News, Labor's finance spokeswoman Katy Gallagher says her party will support the first two stages of the plan, but more discussion on stage three is needed.
Trying to project 5 years out, you know, how are you going to pay for that, whether the budget can allocate that sort of funds, whether you want to tie potentially a new government to that sort of spending, then it does raise concerns. And I guess for us, it's why are we having this discussion now? 5 years beyond its actual impact when we should be focusing on the economy now.
Labor wants to see the coalition split the plan so that stage one is passed, stage two is brought forward, and stage three deferred indefinitely. However, the coalition argues the whole plan must be passed. Mr. Birmingham says if Labor doesn't support the entire package, it will damage the party's chances at the next federal election.
Labor ought to come clear, come clean, and make sure they declare that ultimately they will pass this tax relief agenda. Because the failure to deliver tax relief for hard-working Australians will be a stain that will haunt Labor and Anthony Albanese all the way to the next election.
Labor leader Anthony Albanese, however, is criticising the government for not being willing to compromise. Speaking to Sky News, he says his party desperately wants to see every worker get a tax cut this term, which won't just benefit the individual but also help stimulate the economy.
We've made a genuine offer, and I think it is a pity that the government's refusing to even consider the need to bring forward not just stage two, but also to bring forward infrastructure investment that the Reserve Bank say is required.
Labor isn't the only one sceptical of the scale of the coalition's tax package. Executive Director of the Australia Institute, Ben Oquist, says regardless of the benefits of certain areas of the tax cuts, a proper Senate inquiry into the legislation is needed.
Never before has so much budget outlay been proposed without a serious Senate inquiry. These are large tax cuts. The Stage 3 tax cuts alone amount to $97 billion. This is a significant change to Australia's income tax system. Whether you're concerned about the revenue implications, the fiscal implications, the equity implications, the tax cuts deserve a Senate inquiry.
In order for the legislation to be passed in the Senate, the coalition needs the support of Labor or four crossbenchers.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.